Thank you, Peter. And we begin first with this story. The captain of the national football squad, Tomáš Rosický, apologized at the weekend for an incident involving the team. It was an incident captured on camera in which players insulted former national squad teammate Radek Drulák. The incident took place as the team was awaiting departure from Podgorica, Montenegro, after the squad qualified for Euro 2012. In it, members of the team sang a vulgar chant referring to Drulák's manhood, in response to the player's recent criticism of the team and coach Michal Bílek. And in his statement at the weekend, the team captain Rosický admitted that the incident was nothing to be proud of, stressing that emotions had simply gotten the better of the players following the squad's victory. And I can see Peter looking at me and he'd like to comment.
Yeah, just one thing. You're not going to enlighten us about what they actually said?
Well, I don't think we could get away with saying it on the air. And indeed, the Czech FA has not found it funny. The new head, Miroslav Belta, announced just on Monday that players, as well as the organizational team, yeah, we'll be fined 2 million crowns over the incident. So,
naughty words indeed.
The FA has also announced zero tolerance towards any such displays in the future, meaning that if anything like that is repeated, players or organizational members could be booted off of the team.
Getting tough.
Mm-hmm. Moving on to actual play on the pitch. This is some of the action from the weekend. Football Slavia under new coach František Straka had a 3-game winning streak cut short by Hradec Králové. They tied 1-1 at home. Slavia's coach admitted it was tough to play at their opponent's stadium and that the other team had simply been more aggressive. In other action, defending league champions Plzeň edged Mladá Boleslav 3-2 to remain in third place. They're six points behind league leader Sparta. And second place Liberec won their fifth match in a row, defeating Slovanska 2-1. They're also keeping the pressure on. They're just 3 points behind. And now we'll turn to hockey. In the Czech Extraliga, Sparta declassed defending champions Třinec 5-1, moving up to first spot in the standings. And in other action, Litvinov demolished Plzeň 8-2. Zlín downed Karlovy Vary 1-0, and last place Mladá Boleslav triumphed over Vítkovice 4-1. Overseas in the NHL, Jaromír Jágr skated again on Sunday after suffering a minor injury last week. He may be ready to play this Monday in the Flyers' next game as they face Carolina. The general manager Paul Holmgren confirmed on Sunday that Jágr's injury was not serious, although he reiterated how important the 39-year-old Czech star is for that team. Basically, Philadelphia has had an excellent season so far, topping the Eastern Conference, although they did lose to the Winnipeg Jets on Saturday. Now we're going to turn to our final item for the sport, and that's tennis. And for sure, Czech fans will be rooting for Tomáš Berdych. He's taking part in the final event of the season. That's the very prestigious ATP World Tour Finals in London. Berdych is, of course, the number 7 in the world. He's one of 8 qualifiers. But he is going to be facing world number 1 Novak Djokovic. I don't think that's going to be easy.
No, that won't be easy. Djokovic has had an amazing year, hasn't he?
He's had a phenomenal season, Peter. I think his record was something like 69-4. Winning 3 Grand Slams, so he's really been on a roll. Some concern over a recent shoulder injury that forced him to retire from the quarterfinals at the Paris Masters, but he has the edge.
But we were surprised as well, because it's 7-1 against Berdych in their games between them.
That's right. Berdych has only won one match against Djokovic, so although Czech fans will probably be rooting by and large for Berdych, it probably won't be an easy match. Still, that's not everything. It's about who goes through in the group stage, the two best players to reach the semifinals.
That's a round robin. Yeah,
round robin, that's right. And so that's the sport for
Okay, me. Thank you very much there, Jan. Then Jan Baliga with the sport.